Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and I wanted to give my own personal take on the Father Frank Pavone situation just because I had a viewer ask me what I thought about it. And let me just say this, that everyone and anyone that wants to become a saint has to go through what he's going through. There's no other way. He's going through the cross. So if anything, we should rejoice at what is happening to him because it's the clearest sign that he's a future saint. This persecution, sometimes the persecution comes from outside the church, but often it comes from within the church. Look at the case of Padre Pio. During those 10 years, we didn't have media, but those 10 years that he was forbidden to practice his priesthood, that's exactly what Father Frank Pavone is going through. So we have a saint in our midst, that he uses the church as an instrument, he always has. In the New Testament, you see this. The religious people persecuted Jesus. Pick any saint that you like, and you will see that they are persecuted by the church. It's that final trial that person has to go through where God is asking them the question, are you loyal to me? Are you loyal to me because the church likes you? Or are you loyal to me no matter who likes you, the world or the church or your friends? When everyone has abandoned you, will you still be loyal to me? And I would say that this is probably the fulfillment of his mission. He may not feel that way. I don't know how he feels, but I would say that this is probably the fulfillment of his mission. Reparation for the sin of abortion. He himself is being aborted. Reparation for the lukewarmness of the church. When you look at one of my favorite blesses, Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich, she was making lots of reparation for the church in Germany, which still needs so much more. They persecuted her. They said that she was from the devil, etc. We've seen all this before. We should not be surprised. Rather, we should rejoice as that last beatitude says, blessed are those, are you, when you're persecuted falsely in my name, rejoice and jump on that day because you are being persecuted as the prophets were before you. So praise God that Father Frank Pavone is in this high level of holiness, that he is going there. May we follow in the footsteps of Jesus, imitating these saints among us. God bless you. I will see you in the next one.